huge East Coast storm.
It's the same way you'd prepare for a natural disaster or Armageddon.
Airlines cancel flights.
This is bad. This is as bad as I've ever seen it.
Life in prison for an Oklahoma cop.
This is about the victimization of women.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Here it comes, beginning its march up the eastern seaboard, a major winter storm that forecasters say could turn out to be among the 10 worst of all time. There's rain, freezing rain and snow, now stretching from the deep south into Virginia. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is getting her city ready for what could be more than 2 feet of snow.
I've lived in D.C. most of my life, and I don't know that I have lived through a forecast like this.
Airlines have already canceled more than 2,000 flights as the storm gathers strength. Blizzard conditions are expected. WTOP Radio's Dennis Foley begins our coverage at Reagan National Airport.
Visits to Washington are being cut short, all because of a blizzard coming to the nation's capital.
I'm actually looking forward to going back home. Love D.C. Nothing bad about D.C. I love D.C., but I want to go back home.
Los Angeles is home for Lupe Cuellar. Dan Smith is going home to Illinois. Is that better than being in Washington for the storm?
Oh, absolutely.
And Allison Hottinger is going to Little Rock. Hottinger likes her chances of making it to her destination, but what about those flying later?
Good luck. Good luck.
I'm Dan Revive in Washington. The public transit system will shut down tonight. That's rare, including buses and trains, whether they're above ground or subways, closed for the entire weekend. The last time the transit system shut down completely was more than 3 years ago.
I'm Jim Crisula in the mountains of Western Virginia. With upwards of